The 2018 AFL Premiership season to get underway in around 45 minutes, live from the MCG, Brad Hardy. Good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie Peterson. No more sleeps.
No more sleeps.
Well, I might have a cat nap between now and the start of the game, but yes, he's back on, mate. You couldn't believe it. Perfect conditions for football tonight. It's been 26 today in Melbourne. Not a cloud in the sky. You might hear a little bit of humming in the background. No, it's not the F1s doing their warm-up laps, mate. It's the crowd. It's a massive crowd here. I was just talking to Shane McGuinness, who's listening in inquisitively. He was saying, like me, we haven't seen a lineup for the MCC members like that since grand final.
Fantastic.
Day. It's terrific. They're really, really pumped and should be an absolute belter.
Yeah, we're looking forward to your call with Shane and, of course, Matty Granlin this afternoon here on 6PR from 4 o'clock. Teams are in as well, though. The big breaking news, of course, Brad, is Nick Natanui will be lining up for the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll get to them in a minute because Fremantle will come up first. And interesting selections. They've got a few new ones also. Wilson from the Giants, we thought, and Brayshaw, the draftee. And young Banfield from Claremont, he's got the nod at the moment anyway. So in the squad of around about 26 they've got these days. Surprisingly, no Sean Darcy, he's in the emergency list. And Joel Hamling, who's had an interrupted pre-season, also an emergency, which takes me back a little bit, Ollie, I've got to admit, because you know, you still see blokes, and I'm not knocking them, and they've been fabulous contributors, but Daniel Pearce in front of these guys, look, it's probably horses for courses, but just looking through the makeup of the lineup for Fremantle, they don't seem to have gone too tall. We've got Michael Johnson, young Matt Tabner, we've got Aaron Sandilands, and the rest of them are sort of all that mid-size, mid-range size, you know, so maybe looking for a little bit more fleet of foot, the Fremantle Dockers on the weekend, but we certainly are looking forward to that game. You'll be able to hear that one on 82.6PR also, my friend. So, and I was just trying to find out, you might have the West Coast Eagles line up there, but they've got quite a few debutants as well, or new people, newbies, I suppose, and that's probably a little bit of a worry for me. It's good. It's a bit of a transition for the West Coast Eagles, but it doesn't necessarily translate into scores, if you know what I mean.
No, indeed. But, of course, that headline there with Nick Natanui playing, it's go back to 2016 since he's played. The world's most talked about knee, Brad. Everybody will be a little bit nervous, I imagine, come Sunday.
Yeah, I just hope he's right. And, look, he's a wonderful athlete, so that's not going to be an issue. But, as I say, this game's played on instinct, Ollie. And, you know, when the ball comes his way or there's someone there to be tackled and he makes a lunge or, you know, goes for a ruck tap or a mark from three deep or whatever it may be, that's going to be the real test. Because I watched a bit of that footage of him playing at East Perth last week and he sort of, yeah, whilst he got a few touches, he didn't convince me that well. So I mean,
yeah, and so five are in line for debuts for the Eagles. We've got Jake Waterman confirmed as a starter, but we also have Liam Ryan, yes. Venables, Watson, Ainsworth are in with a chance to feature in the match this Sunday at Optus Stadium against the Sydney Swans.
Yeah, that's good. Well, they need to do that, but they also need those guys to come in and, you know, fulfil a little bit of promise, but they also need the second tier players to step up and, you know, sort of give the Shuey and Gaff a little bit of a chop out in the middle of the ground. Elliot Yeo, where do they use him? Do they use him down back where he's really, really comfortable? Do they use him in the midfield or do they use him forward? I mean, it's going to be a bit of pinch hitting done by the West Coast by the look of it on the weekend, because you just cannot replace the amount of goals, unfortunately, that Josh Kennedy's not going to be able to kick for him because he's going to be sitting next to you in the stands.
Yeah, indeed. Now, all right, what happens tonight? Richmond Carlton, should be Richmond's.
They'll unfurl the first. In around about 25 minutes, as a matter of fact, and then she'll be on. So, look, I think Richmond get the job done here. Their pre-season form has been okay, and I think Carlton will be better. I mean, Carlton might just ambush them. This is, you know, when you get involved in a lot of pomp and ceremony, sometimes you can just get a little bit distracted. So hopefully that won't be the case. But like our Bulldogs last year, I mean, the Richmond supporters, they are still gasping. They're gulping down champagne as we speak of it. They're still celebrating. I think it's grand final day from about 6 months ago.
Yeah, I'm surprised Brett Benetti's not there, Brad.
Oh, I actually saw him. Him and 40. Yeah, both running around. I don't know how they got on the ground. But, yeah, it's a fabulous to have footy back, mate. And I tell you what, looking forward to a really big weekend. We'll talk about it more tomorrow night, but certainly looking forward to Fremantle taking on Port, and you'll be down there on Sunday when the Eagles host the Swans.
Yeah, indeed. We'll be back to you in about 20 minutes or so, as I said, with Shane McInnes and Matty Granlund. And Brad, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas? Why?
Because the footy's back. It's like Christmas Day. We'll chat to you soon.
See you.